My name is Hattie. I am a high school student. I'm here today to say that the younger student population is standing here with the Libyan people. We are doing everything we can at our schools, raising awareness and money to be sent to help those in Libya. I am only 15 years old, and this is the age that innocent people in Libya are dying, even younger. When I hear that people in my country are dying in Libya, I am heartbroken. We are so lucky to be living here in Canada. We can speak about what we want openly, and this is what every human being deserves. It is our right. The people, the young children, the elderly, the students, the working class, everyone deserves to be free. Living in Canada, I do not understand how people can be silenced for over 40 years. We are so proud of the people overcoming the fear and fighting for their rights. They will not stop, and neither will we. Just like Omar Mukhtar said, we will fight the occupiers until we kick them out, or we will die in doing so. And Gaddafi is an occupier. He is not welcome or wanted in the country. The people of Libya and we here want him gone. We will not stop till he is. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Viva, viva Libya!
Viva, viva Libya!
Viva, viva Libya!
Viva, viva Libya!
Down, down Gaddafi!
Down, down Gaddafi!
Down, down Gaddafi!
Down, down Gaddafi!
Our next speaker is from the Bahraini community, Maryam Al-Hawaj. She is a representative of Toronto's Bahraini community and a member of the Toronto Arab Solidarity Campaign. And Maryam is going to speak about the situation happening now in Bahrain.
Long live Bahrain!
Long live Bahrain!
Long live Bahrain!
Long live Bahrain!
Hello, my name is Maryam Youssef. I'm from the Bahraini community in Toronto. Before I start my speech, I'd like to thank the organizers of the rally and thank you all for coming. We are here today to show solidarity with the oppressed people of Bahrain, Libya, and Yemen, and to raise awareness of all the massacres that the Bahraini regime is committing on civilians, especially after the Saudi invasion on Bahrain. In the early hours of March 16th, the Bahraini and Saudi troops cracked down on peaceful and armed protesters in the Pearl Roundabout, shooting on people from ground and helicopters. Then they took over the main hospital, cutting off the electricity, beating doctors and nurses, and blocking ambulances from transporting injured civilians to medical facilities. In their villages, schools, and homes. As a result, many were killed and thousands injured, including women and children. Devastating stories in Bahrain that I cannot cover in my short speech. But the really sad thing in all is this, is the media blackout. Where are the human rights? Where is the United Nations? Where